lead singer Morrissey didn't like having background vocals on any Smith songs, so John Porter got an idea. I started thinking, well, if the Beatles have done this, they would have done some oohs and ahs. So I would get Johnny to do a guitar part that would be the equivalent of having a backing vocalist. This slide guitar part was run through a harmonizer set at multiple intervals up and down, and this gives an incredible effect during the song. John Porter also alleges that he played one of the Sly guitar parts. Johnny Marr disputes this, but it's hard to know who's right in this. These recording sessions involved a lot of marijuana. The results sound incredible, they're just not totally sure how they got there.